Hello, everyone, and welcome to the August 28th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 28th to September 4th and beyond? The main event this week is Mercury beginning another retrograde period on Tuesday, August 30th. Mercury will be at nearly 5 degrees Virgo in its own sign when it begins its apparent backwards movement in the zodiac. Note that Mercury is closely conjunct Venus and Jupiter this week. Venus and Jupiter are the two primary natural benefics in Vedic astrology. This triple conjunction, Venus, Jupiter, and retrograde Mercury, will continue for the entire week. This is a rather weird combination for a few different reasons. Since Mercury is in its own sign, it thus becomes the dispositor of Venus and Jupiter. In other words, Mercury has appropriated the energy of the two other planets. Simultaneously, Mercury is being influenced by these planets. Jupiter is the planet of optimism, faith, and belief, and by its close proximity to Mercury is contaminating the normally rational, reasonable Mercury, which, while retrograde, isn't rational anyway. The result is exaggerated thinking, false optimism, distortion of the facts, and so on. And then there's Venus, the planet of love and agreement, also contaminating and being contaminated by an irrational Mercury, resulting in wishful thinking, the rose-colored glasses syndrome, getting misguided, and so forth. So, even though all three are so-called benefic planets, their tight conjunction is not a wholly benefic situation, and will therefore make the beginning of the retrograde Mercury period more prone to misunderstandings, mistakes, false advertising, media spin, and all of that. Mercury will be in the early degrees of Virgo for the first 10 days of its retrograde period. Then it backs into Leo on September 9th. Mercury spends the rest of its retrograde in Leo and goes back to normal direct motion on September 21st at 20 degrees Leo. The usual Mercury retrograde precautions should be observed. People are less rational, leading to misunderstandings. Mistakes are made with facts and data, creating misconceptions, including news stories getting distorted, at least initially. You can expect delays in communications and mistakes in business transactions. Mercury is the planet of equipment, especially communications equipment, including computers. So, there is more tendency for malfunctions with equipment, computer crashes, and so forth. On the plus side, Mercury retrograde periods are good for doing things over. In other words, editing the manuscript, rechecking the plans, finishing up past business, answering past correspondence, and getting back in touch. Also happening this week, we have a new moon, which will be on Thursday, September 1st, at 15 degrees Leo in the sidereal zodiac. This new moon is close to one of the moon's nodes, in this case the north node, called Rahu in Vedic astrology. The nodes are the crossover points of the path of the sun and the path of the moon as seen from the earth. When a lunation occurs close to one of the crossover points, we get an eclipse. This one won't be a total eclipse of the sun, but rather an annular eclipse, meaning that the moon's shadow will be smaller than the disk of the sun, resulting in an eclipse that looks like a ring of light. The September 1st eclipse will only be visible over Central Africa. In astrology, eclipses are considered to be portentous and damage the energy of the lunar month in which they occur. Another astrological factor contributing to a rather skewed lunar month is that the new moon will be directly opposite Neptune, planet of dreams, illusions, and confusion. So, the energy of the birth of the month shows that the month is prone to fantasy, delusions, deception. This new moon marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Bhadrapada, named for Purva Bhadra, the nakshatra, the lunar sign, that the full moon will fall in, which is going to be on September 16th. The month of Bhadrapada has a rather evil reputation. A lot of nasty events have occurred this time of the year. Some recent examples: the 9/11 disaster, Hurricane Katrina, and the 2008 financial meltdown. So, to sum up, the new moon is an eclipse, is opposed by Neptune, and begins a lunar month with a bad reputation. And this is happening while Mercury is retrograde and distorted by Jupiter. Okay, so the general advice for the next few weeks is be careful, don't start anything important, and don't stick your neck out. Okay, that's it for this week. Sorry for all the downer forecasting, but being forewarned is being forearmed. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.